Today's Tanya for the 10th of Adar Beis, Yud Adar Beis, is on page 478 in Perek Lamed Vav, chapter 36. The Alter Rebbe is saying that the whole purpose of creation, of all the higher worlds, is in order to create this lowest world, and the creation of this lowest world is in order to have a revelation of godliness that comes after the darkness, in place of the klippa, and that revelation is greater than the godliness that is revealed in the higher worlds. This is not only something that will happen in the future, after the coming of Mashiach, when the world will reach its perfection, but this is something that happened, at least to some degree, in the past as well, b'shas matan Torah, at the giving of the Torah. Kidachsiv, as it says, Atahare Salodas, Ki Hashem Hu Alikim, Ein Eid Milvadik, that you, God, revealed yourself that we should know that there is nothing beside you. What does it mean, revealed himself? Atahare Sa, you revealed yourself, Mamash, Bevi'iyah Hushis, with an actual, visibly revealed. In other words, unlike the godliness revealed in the higher worlds, which is still to some degree a concealment of godliness, in the very act of creation, godliness is concealed because creation is not essential to God. It is not his inner will. Whereas with Torah, when God reveals himself in Torah, then it's Hazesa Mamesh. You literally revealed yourself. You made yourself visible to the physical eye, without any concealment at all. And as it says, and all the people saw the thunder. How can you see thunder? They saw that which is ordinarily heard. And the Gemara explains that mistaklim lemizrach, they looked to the east, and they heard the commandment coming forth, anochi, and so on with all the four directions. So in all four directions, and from top and from the bottom, above and below, the words of the commandments were coming forth. And as he explains in the Tikkunim, the less asar, there was no direction, there was no place, that did not speak together with God, did not speak to the Jews the commandments. So the whole world was permeated with the commandment, and that's because of the revelation of godliness in the Ten Commandments. Shehein klolus ha-Torah, the Ten Commandments represent the entire Torah. Shehi pnimis ritzeinei yizbarei v'chochmosei, the Torah is God's inner will, his true will, and his wisdom. Ve'ein shom hester panim klal, and there is no concealment at all. The concealment consists originally, the first concealment, the primary concealment is when you want something not for its own sake. When you want A for the sake of B. So in creation, even in the creation of the highest worlds and the highest creatures of the highest worlds, the highest angels, the Rebbe is saying that they are not the purpose. The creation was not for their sake. That is not what God wants in the end, which means that that's not what he wants in essence. But Torah and mitzvahs, this is God. This is his true will, his true wisdom. So there is no concealment at all. K'meisha Emim, as we say in the davening, Ki be'e panecha nasata lanu teiras chayim, because in the light of your face you gave us Teiras Chaim. The Teira of life comes from the face, which means the inner light, the inner want. Pnimius, Panim and Pnimius are related. And that's why they became completely nullified. That the Jews at the giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai, with every commandment, their neshama left them. They became completely bottled. Ella shehechzira hakadosh baruch hu lehem betal she'osid l'hachayis beis hameisim. But God restored the soul to the Jews at that time with the dew, the same dew with which he will revive the dead in the world to come. V'hu tal teira shenikra'is. What is this dew? The dew is an element, an aspect of Torah that is called strength. And this is how Torah is the strength that enables a Jew to tolerate the revelation of God's essence without becoming non-existent, without losing his existence. As the sages say, whoever engages in a Torah, the dew of Torah will revive him, will give him life. So there's an element of Torah, an aspect of Torah that gives strength and that revives the ones who have been overwhelmed by godliness. And that's the strength of Torah that comes from the study of Torah that enables us in the lower world to tolerate the revelation in this world, which is greater than the revelation in the higher worlds. The reason that in the higher worlds the revelation is limited is because if the revelation was total, the world would stop existing. And here we're told that we are going to have a total revelation after the darkness, from the darkness, and we will be able to tolerate it. How will we be able to tolerate it? With the strength of Torah, or the dew of Torah. In the Hayyim Yom, for the 10th of Adar Sheni, Yud Adar Sheni, the Rebbe writes that Terem HaNesiya Memoke Meduzai, before he leaves on a trip from the place where he lives, Yisader Achsidishin Fabringen, he should organize a Fabringen. V'yekabel Birchas HaPereda Mechaveirav HaTevim, and he should get blessings for his departure from his good friends. V'kamaymer HaYadua, and as the familiar expression goes, Chasidim Zegenen Zichnisht, Chasidim don't say goodbye to each other. Vayla Mefort Kemol Nishfananda, Mefortzich Kemol Nishfananda, because Chasidim never separate. V'u Me'iz, wherever we are, is Men Ein Mishpacha, we are one family.